Rump steak. Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Egg. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95 BFM?
Indeed. That time of the week where John and I get to hang our needles up, so to speak.
Hang out with Elroy?
Hang out with a special guest, that is. Elroy Finn's in the studio. G'day, mate. How's it going?
Very well. How are you guys?
Are we just calling you Elroy?
Elroy is fine.
Elroy is the artist's name.
My artist name.
It's the artist name, yeah.
The artist name,
you can call me Elroy Finn in person if you'd like to get a full one.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Now, we've already talked about the elephant in the room, but old man off to play some Gat with Fleetwood Mac?
Yeah.
That's kind of a big deal.
It is. Yeah, it's mental.
It's crazy, yeah.
It's really cool, though. I'm super excited to see that.
Does he know how to play all the songs and stuff?
It would be so much fun. Wouldn't it be fun?
Yeah, hard out.
I'd have to imagine so, yeah. yeah, he knows the songs, I think.
Yeah.
Well,
familiar with some of their songs, I think, I would say.
Sorry?
Familiar with some of their songs.
What did Lindsey Buckingham... Was he like the lead guitarist or like more... I don't really know the lineup, how
they've got another guy called Mike Campbell joining the band who's going to cover a lot of the guitar stuff.
Okay.
And Dad will be...
Oh, mate, be holding it down.
You know, instruments as well, but singing the parts. And
it's cool. It's cool for the fans will have a respected face. It's not like they can hate this random... You know what I mean?
I hope so.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's good. We've got fond memories of your old man saving a WOMAD for us. There was an artist that couldn't make it, and the WOMAD people were like, oh, what do we do? And they were like, let's call Neil Finn. Next thing, comes down, and he was just playing a black Les Paul, but all the hits on an electric guitar was...
And then he did like a big jamboree at the end.
Fabulous. It was
Beirut
so good.
And Maeve Staples and everyone in Emerald City. All on the stage. It was amazing.
Sounds awesome.
It was mind-blowing.
But that's the old man.
That was...
We've got the young buck in the studio.
The young, wild, elusive buck in the house.
And you're sort of releasing your project out into the world in sort of the personal sense this weekend, is it?
Yeah, I'm doing my first show ever this Friday, which is in 2 days, yeah.
Exhilarating?
You're nervous?
Slightly terrifying?
Yeah. I've done lots of shows, but I've normally played drums, so it's feels quite different to be... playing guitar and singing, and I'm excited.
Do you have to change like your vibe, or is it you just keep like? Have you felt like you've had to become something else in a sense, or is
Well, I wish I could have become someone else for it. Might have given me more of like a stage persona, but I'm afraid it might be a fairly normcore
sort of
vibe. I'm not sure yet. We'll see.
Right on.
Yeah.
Right on. But the agenda tonight is John has given you directions. And this has been on off. Sometimes John tells people to bring songs that they would make dinner to. And sometimes he doesn't, but he's given you the dinner task.
I like the dinner.
And you're on
idea,
the vibe, yeah.
Yeah.
What would you normally cook? What is your like specialty dish? Since we're on the,
it's definitely pasta.
I was gonna say, straight as a pasta man. You're talking about how you like a calm music when you're cooking. I'm like, that was just me. I was thinking, that's
boiling
pasta.
Boiling some pasta.
Al dente.
A red wine.
I actually
and a pasta meal. Yeah,
pasta for lunch on Saturday. It's great dish.
I don't do pasta for lunch that often, but...
Well, John runs marathons on Sundays, so...
Carbo loading and all that.
Fair enough.
Now, what have you got? What have you got in your little bag of tricks for us this evening?
The first track I'll play is by a guy called Henry Mancini, and it's called Snowfall. It's quite a cruisy number that will definitely set the mood for a potentially romantic dinner just a quiet, intimate...
This dinner just got upgraded a little
bit. Let's light some candles, guys.
No, right. Definitely no eye contact from here on out.
All right.
Thank you.
You're tuned to BFM, A Drive with Johnny Big Hungry and special guest Elroy.
Howdy.
And you are...
currently on hypnotising duties.
That's
that lovely Henry Mancini track. And yes, we do have an astute listener out there that recognised what you confirmed for us, Elroy, that old mate there wrote the Pink Panther theme as well.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's a little fun fact.
Now that Henry Mancini is saying surefire every single date, some will get played.
I don't see why not.
Some will get what?
Some will get played.
Oh, right. Okay, carry on. Okay.
Yeah,
great cooking music, great dining, great date material.
It's soothing, but it's uplifting, emotional.
There's that Pink Panther anecdote you can drop in. That's handy.
Conversation piece.
Mm-hmm.
It's just full of greatness in every single way.
Now, you said you were going to keep us on that same vibration.
Yeah, I think I might just play one more of a similar kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. It's totally fine. It's you're at the helm now.
It's a guy called Webley Edwards.
Webley, that's a great name.
Yeah, it is. It's a really cool name. Mm. And the song is called Alika.
Let me get the sitar out of the way. You're with BFM. Lovely, lovely, lovely. Old mate Webley, coming
now,
through.
Elroy, you raised a valid point. Perhaps we should encourage people to phone us, 309-3879, and let us know how your...
what you're cooking.
...dinner is going if you are cooking.
I reckon Uber Eats is probably getting a hammering at the moment.
Yeah, these songs are prime, in my opinion, so I hope to hear from someone out there that's cooking right now and they can validate that for me.
Hey, now, going just... going back or forwards onto your live performance. Have you assembled a little band that you're going to play with down in the Whammy back room?
Assemble your crew.
I've assembled my my team. Mm-hmm. It's not that small though. I've got 5 friends joining me, and 1 family member.
Is okay. Lindsay Buckingham in there at all?
That would be quite an awkward pairing. Yeah. I sent him an email as soon as I heard the news. I sent him an email. I said, "Come on down. There's a space for you in my band."
When and then all this just kicked off.
Yeah. No, I've got some really, really awesome people in the band. I've got my friend Jimmy and EJ, Justin, Daniel Ward, and my cousin Harper.
Okay. Sweet. So, what are we all doing? What's the?
There's 2 guitars, a bass, a keyboard, and a drum kit.
Solid.
So it's fairly standard, but yeah. There's a lot of room for instrumentation, and my record's got quite a lot of sounds on it, so it's exciting to be able to do it with that many people because I can put it all across.
Okay.
So it's going to be fun.
I know you've released a couple of tracks off your record. Is the record out in its full form yet, or is that...
It is not,
on the horizon. When could we expect that sort of to appear?
I don't know exactly when that'll be yet, but at the show, if people like it, they can write their name down and maybe pay like $10 and I'll Dropbox them my record.
That's great.
Okay,
so personable.
Sweet. Amazing.
Well, I don't have any, you know, I'm not going to print CDs out because that's just a waste of the environment.
Yes.
And no one really cares for them anyway.
Yeah.
And if I'm not going to do a little individual art piece, which for each one, you know, I've run out of time for that now. So I just do digital, keep it $10.
Well, this is kind of your show at the moment, Elroy, but do we take phone calls?
Of course.
Okay, cool. Hello, BFM.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm doing some cooking.
Oh, good, cool.
What are you cooking?
Are you eating while you're cooking as well? It sounds like it.
I just had some nuts.
Okay.
Are you going to walk a mile now?
Oh, shit. No. I'm cooking a pad thai.
Oh, man. Yum. Yeah, you need some nuts up in there.
Yeah, exactly. And then I'm cooking also at the same time a self-sourcing chocolate pudding.
Whoa, what a strange
wintery
combo.
No, very wintery. Good to fit. Are you going to have some vanilla ice cream or something?
Your
like
pantry
that
must be fucking ripping. Like, to be able to just whip a pad thai up in this kind of weather, you'd obviously got all that stuff ready.
Yeah.
Why do they call it a self-sourcing pudding? Like, it's not sourcing itself. You have to source it.
Oh, you flip it upside down?
No, it does.
It does do itself.
Yeah.
Oh, because it's just...
make the cake batter, and then you put, like, a sugary topping on it and... hot water, and then as it cooks, it just sources itself.
Mm.
It's just totally sourcing itself.
Oh,
the whole
man,
time.
You need to stop it right now, actually. Crazy. That sounds fantastic. Whereabouts, what's your address exactly?
I've got 4.
4 self-pudding puddings.
Come on over.
Lady, I'm fat. I don't want to get fatter. Thank you for calling, though.
All right.
Enjoy the music.
Thanks.
Good luck to the pad thai.
I'm loving the music.
Oh, yeah. Is it good to cook to? That's what we wanted to ask.
Yes.
Yeah. The Hawaiian
Weebly.
Was lovely.
Awesome. I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Well, stay tuned. Yeah, he's got more up his sleeve.
Great.
Toodle pip. I want pudding now.
Oh, it's
the phone's going mental.
Talk
this is what happens, mate. Sorry.
Hello, BFM.
It's in our contract.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Hi.
What are you cooking?
I'm not sourcing myself. I'm not making self-sourcing. Sorry,
It's not a competition.
I'm cooking salmon.
Oh, snap. And how are you doing it? Because there's a few ways to go about this. Are you foiling it or are you grilling it, kind of baking?
Oh, I'm just going to fry it.
Are you putting some hollandaise sauce on there? Don't go.
No.
It's good.
What?
It's
what
good.
What planet do you live on? Hollandaise on salmon?
Christmas at the Hungry Household, mate. Okay.
You got hollandaise.
What sort of sauce you got on there? You got like a nice pesto or something like that to go on?
Yeah. I do have a nice pesto, right?
John's mind is blown about hollandaise sauce on salmon. Can someone back me up on that? Have you tried that caller?
Salmon Benedict.
Salmon Benedict.
Oh, really? You have it, yeah.
Okay, I'm out of the loop.
My,
on salmon.
How the tables have turned.
Yeah, what? You never had breakfast?
Hey, what's going with the salmon? Have you got some asparagus? Can't really say that out loud, that word, but are you having some
asparagus?
Of
that? Asparagus? I've got beans. I've got broccoli. Yeah, healthy.
God, the colours
are
colours.
How's the music going for cooking?
Man, the music has been real chill. I've got a nice wine, and I'm just really enjoying every moment.
You a Merlot guy?
No, I've got a Montepulciano.
You sound like an Italian boy.
Yeah, I'm humming.
Boy.
Quarters.
Oh,
quarters.
Right.
Yeah.
Nice.
So it's been good. Thanks so much, team.
Hey, well, hang in there. There's a few tracks to come.
Great. Look forward to it.
Oh, thanks, man.
We better play a song, actually, mate. We've got another phone call here.
Yeah, just take one more phone call.
Okay, but can you maybe explain the next song while we take this phone call?
Hello, okay. BFM.
Yeah, hey, how's it?
What do you got on the cook?
I'm cooking fish sticks.
Yes,
oh, keep it basic.
I love fish sticks.
Okay.
Yeah. You're South Park fan as well. It's the best prank call I've heard in ages.
Everyone loves a good fish stick.
Okay, yeah. Elroy.
All right.
What have we got? What are you selecting for this next part of our dinner voyage?
We're moving into a genre called like Ethio Jazz, which I'm sure lots of you have heard before. But Mulatu Astatke is one of pioneer masters. So I was going to play one of his tracks that I enjoy while cooking.
Matt.
All right.
Rob, get your fish sticks around this, Matt. Everybody, that was Mulatu Astatke. Is that how you say his name? Would you think something like that, right?
Yeah,
pretty good.
It's a pretty good effort.
There was the English name for that song. It was like translated.
The English name for it was "From All the Time I Have Passed."
Sweet.
So that's
fish fingers all around the kitchen right now. That dude.
Yeah, he was. He couldn't even control himself in the
crumbing.
Kitchen. Listen to that. He was dancing.
We didn't ask, but I was assuming they're frozen.
Tartar sauce.
Wow, hollandaise.
That is really... Tartar sauce has really gone off the boil since aioli came on the scene, hasn't it? Really?
They offer two different things. If I've
it's
got
true.
The option to have both, I'd have them.
But
so.
I remember growing up, there was no aioli option. It was just mayo or tartar sauce.
I'm happy with mayo as well.
Yeah,
I don't need aioli.
It's time for a resurgence of tartar sauce, actually.
Needs a comeback.
It does need a comeback.
New branding, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, mate. Calm
we can
down.
Do it. We can organize a marketing campaign, can't we? Yeah.
It's like, you know, like all the new cider companies in New Zealand are all, you know, they're getting popular.
Cider's hot.
Why can't
cider's
we make
hot.
It for Tata? Yeah. Tata.
Someone's saying, great tunes. Any Lalo Schifrin?
I don't know what that is.
I probably said it wrong, but I guess no. Nope.
Lalo Schifrin.
I don't know. What does that say, John? Is that like, that's like the German kind of Schindler kind of...
Yeah, it sounds like Lalo Schifrin. Are you familiar?
I'm unfortunately not.
Okay.
Maybe I'm uneducated, but...
Can't know everything, can
we? I can't know everything, you know?
That's yeah, people thing. Are cutting on to the fact that they can call when the music isn't playing.
All right, let's take it.
Hello, BFM. Oh, what are you cooking? We are in the middle of what's cooking. We have old mate Alroy in here, just giving him the directions to bring up some tunes that he would put on while he's cooking. He's informed us that he likes to cook pasta.
This yeah. is happening, of course, ahead of your show at Whammy Backroom, where you're debuting as a live performer with your band, Alroy.
That's right.
It's the band Alroy, your Alroy with the crew.
Who else is on the bill? When is this going down again?
We've got support from Arthur Abez, solo, which is
great.
Awesome. Super stoked that he'll be doing it with me. Us, should I say. And it's quite a busy night for that whole complex. There's stuff going on at Whammy Bar and
no
Wine
doubt.
Cellar. So it'll be... you know, action-packed. Hopefully, if people want to see both bands from different venues, they might be able to do it.
It's a good little hub for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can kind of...
But, come along. It'll be real fun.
Great.
What's next, friend?
The next track is by a guy called Tonetta, who's got a huge catalogue of YouTube videos, should anyone be curious about him. But his music in his own right is awesome, but his YouTube videos are of a different planet.
Is this... sort of just before plating up, you're getting the pasta out of the water?
I'd say if maybe you've finished dinner and you don't want to get too sluggish,
you
want to maybe step it up a little bit and get a little bit more energy. Everyone's had a couple more wines, they're getting a bit boisterous.
Maybe that Jaeger before bed.
Jaeger bomb before bed.
Oh, the Jaeger.
Is that a thing?
Aperitif. Well, it isn't Germany, that's what it's for.
Is it aperitif or digestif? It's one of those.
I tell you
just
what.
Just,
it's party time.
I just thought Jägermeister was trash. I didn't think it had a genuine
no, it's
origin.
No, it's got a strong history.
It's got a proper history.
Yeah, Americans have a way of really fucking something up.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. Damn.
Raise the roof.
Well, this is a track called Apache Woman.
Oh,
Great text in here. How about a slow roasted lamb, 4 to 5 hours, with rosemary and garlic on a chilly old night, Pinot Noir washed down.
Wow, that sounds really good.
Delicious.
Sounds like money bags has just texted in. Maybe texted in 4 more times. Money bags with your roast lamb.
Kiwi. Sounds really kiwi. Now, Elroy, thank you very much. Sorry. Elroy, thank you very much for coming in. I was like, oh my God, I hope I just didn't muck up your name.
No, you nailed it. You guys haven't called me
Elroy. It's such an exotic name.
It's fairly exotic. People often say, oh, just like the dog in the Jetsons. And it's not the dog.
No.
It's the boy.
The younger.
True.
I don't know why that offends me.
What is the dog's name? Actually,
Astro. I need to know this for my day-to-day life.
It's true. Yeah.
Jane.
One question, though, now that we're on that. Does anybody know why nobody's made a really great sort of post-apocalyptic now-looking Jetsons movie? We're going to go down a treat. It might be too late.
You got to stop.
Because it was never really as hot as Flintstones. I think it only had like 2 seasons, Jetsons.
Yeah, maybe I'm even a little bit hopeful that people will have heard of Elroy Jetson. Maybe it's that obscure.
You ever think about bleaching your hair blonde and just living it?
Having a little stick on my head with a radar thing, isn't it? Or a cap, yeah. Maybe just wear a cap.
Spacely sprocket, so I'm getting some mint flashbacks right now. Hey, we thought it would be fitting to end this cooking scenario with a track of your own. Your very own that people will be able to see down at Whammy Backroom this week.
Yeah, there's nothing I like more than cooking to my own music. So I thought it'd be really suitable to just do that.
Got to listen to the mix.
Now, this is off the album that people, just to reiterate, can come down to Whammy, pass on their details, and you'll send them a copy.
Yeah, I think because it's not out yet and I'd like it to be ASAP, if people like it at the show, then they can put their name and email address down on a list and maybe give me a donation of maybe $5 to $10.
Yes.
And I'll send them the record on Dropbox.
Easy as that.
Yeah.
Okay, sweet. Cool.
I like it. I like that. That's a nice touch.
Well, it's you know, it's unique. Most people have physical stuff to sell, but I don't, so I just thought I'd make something that you can't hold for sale.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
What can you tell us about the track that you're about to lay on us?
It's called Lost Our Mystery, and I was tossing up between this and the last other song that I've just put out, The Highest Tree, as the second sort of single, but I chose the other one. So this is the third single, I'd say.
Cool.
And it's
exclusive? This is a BFM exclusive?
It's a BFM and world exclusive.
We'll
it's never been heard on the radio, and it includes a bass solo.
Oh, man. Those.
And people can see this in its full glory on Friday night.
On Friday night.
At Whammy Backroom.
That's correct.
Awesome.
See you there.
Thanks, mate.
Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you guys for having me.
Our pleasure. Very nice. Elroy right there. Track's called We Lost Our Mystery. Expect to hear a bit more of that on BFM, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Please.
And if you want it in the flesh, when's that going down? Exactly. Give everyone the exact details.
The details for the show? Yeah. Whammy Backroom, Friday night. Support from Arthur Abez. And if you like the music, you can buy my album from the door with your email address and about $10.
It's going to be practice as well. Elroy's just told us he's off to band practice right after this.
Yeah, I've got my team waiting for me back there at the rehearsal room and going to make sure it's really nice for everybody.
Well, thanks so much for coming, mate. We won't hold you up any longer. It's been our pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
Delightful.
It's been lovely.
Oh, John's clapping.
Good night.
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.